Archers.
Omnibus.
For week commencing Sunday, July the 8th, 2001.
What do you mean, no? It's just a packet of fags.
I said no, and that's my last word.
Well, they're not for Ed, if that's what you're thinking.
The answer's still no.
Stuff your
fags. Oh, God. Actually, you're going, young lady. What's here? Another dissatisfied customer, Betty?
They must think I was born yesterday. Ed was in here not half an hour ago, and I refused him as well. Anyway, yeah, what can I get you?
Sunday papers, please.
Hi, Betty. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Ailey.
Hello, Phoebe, darling.
Oh, Bobby.
And I wanted a word with Mike.
Hello, Phoebe.
Hello.
Can we give Nana a nice big kiss?
Well, we wondered if you wanted to share some sandwiches and juice with us on the green when you close up.
Oh, that'd be nice.
As I was saying, Betty, I was looking for Mike. I rang Willow Farm, but there was no answer.
Well, he's gone over to Edgeley to watch the cricket.
Yeah, Roy's playing for Ambridge.
Oh, that'd explain it.
We're looking forward to it all week. And Brenda's over at our place.
Well, can I give him a message?
I'd like to put some work his way, because we'll need the usual casual help with grain hauling during harvest, if he's interested.
Oh, sure he will be. Casual work's been scarce this year, thanks. I'll ask him to get in touch with you. Was there anything else? I was just about to shut up shop.
No, don't touch the sweeties.
Lillian asked me to go to some magazines.
Middle two rows over there.
Oh, thanks.
How is Brenda?
She's feeling better.
I've been so worried. I've rung a couple of times, but we haven't spoken properly since I told Scott he couldn't stay at Willow Farm.
Oh, she was really cross.
I know, but what can I do?
We'll talk about it later.
All right. Need any help there, Brian?
To be honest, Betty, I haven't got a clue about women's magazines.
Oh, I'll have a look for you.
Oh, which ones did she ask for?
Well, she did say, but I can't remember.
Was it fashion magazine?
No, I've no idea.
Oh, this one looks interesting. Revive His Lost Libido. 60 Ways to Spice Up Your Love Life.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, this one's good. Women's Health.
Oh, yes.
Tips for Toning Bums and Tums.
Look, I've really no idea.
Well, that one's just an extended gossip column, really.
Oh, well, it's focusing on footballers. Look at the size of that.
What?
Swimming pool. Twice the size of yours, I should think. Mind you, look at him. He's a babe.
Oh, just give me the lot of them. What do I owe you?
Right, that's £7.50, please.
Oh, there you are.
Thanks.
Tell Mike to give me a ring.
Yeah, I will. You rotten thing.
I couldn't resist.
Right, let me get my jacket and I'll lock up.
You sure you don't mind me having a moan?
About Brenda and Scott?
Brenda's no problem, it's him. He's only been at the flat for a few days and he's driving me and Roy mad.
Yeah, that was not bad. But you need a bit of work on them bass lines, old mate.
But that last number really rocks.
How'd that riff sound?
It's just wicked, no, definitely.
Oh, jazz, I guess a fag, mate.
If you spark it.
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, nice one.
So what do you reckon, then?
I think we sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get a few gigs.
Well, what about the talent competition?
What's this?
Oh, come off it, Fallon. Oh, she's talking about some competition her mum and Sid are putting on at the Bull.
You reckon you can get us on, then?
Yeah, we can try.
Get your mum to let us put on a set. Yeah, that'd be a well good start. Then we should maybe think about putting a demo CD together.
Yeah, we could send it to whoever at Defenestration signed up to.
Let's do it.
Oh, wow, that would be so cool.
Right, let's get packed up before Sterling chucks us out.
Well, what are you going to do for the rest of the afternoon?
I'm off back to Borchester. I've got a bit of business to take care of.
What about you, Ed?
Get a video?
Nah, I'm still buzzing.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, well, this sucks. While I was revising, you couldn't wait for the exams to finish so I could come out. Now you can't think of anything to do.
All right. Let's go back with Jazz to Borchester. I'll show you this really cool trick we picked up off his cousin.
And Ginger's taking over your big casserole dish.
First hand I've ever known to volunteer to get into one.
I thought farm animals weren't meant to be pets.
Well, every so often you come across one with real personality. Mm. You just can't help it.
How's she escaping?
Under the fence, Neil thinks.
Mm. Oh, you finished your strawberries, Phoebs.
Mmm, they were lovely.
How are you finding running your own business?
Oh, it's great. It's meant I'm going to swap the early shift at the shop with Susan, of course, so I can let the hens out and feed and water them.
And Susan didn't mind swapping?
Oh, no, she'd rather be around when Christopher gets back from school, sees to it that he does his own work.
Oh, worked out well, then.
Yep. collect the eggs once in the morning and then again when I shut the hens in for the night.
Are you selling any yet?
Well, not properly. Another week or so, Neil reckons. Mm. They're not quite big enough. But they've been going really well just selling them with the honesty box. Mm.
Phoebe's been enjoying them for a breakfast.
Come here, Phoebe. Let Nana wipe your hands.
Mm. Well, this has been nice, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Well, I don't want to spoil it, but I'd really like to talk about Brenda. There we are. Nice and clean. So, how is she, really, I mean?
Oh, she is fine, Betty. She's in love.
Oh, dear. Is she getting to work on time?
As far as I know.
I'm glad you and Roy could put them up. At least Mike and me know she's safe. She's never done anything like this before.
She never felt like this before. Hey, Phoebes. Phoebes, get your crusts. We'll feed them to the ducks.
Why did it have to be him?
Brenda could tell you. He's gorgeous, charming, funny. Shall I go on?
You don't think he's charming, do you?
Of course not. I see right through him. But I'm not in love with him, am I?
I just wish there was something I could do.
I know. Hey, sweetheart, don't go near the ducks yet. Sweetheart, Hayley and Nana, I'll help you in a minute.
Have they said how long they'll be staying with you?
No. If it weren't for Brenda, we'd chuck Scott out tomorrow, today.
Oh, why?
He is a nightmare, Betty. He treats our flat like a hotel. I've had to get a key cut for him. Getting ready for work in the morning, we're tiptoeing round him.
Oh, dear.
Worst of all, he will smoke in there. We've asked him not to, but I know he does when we're not there.
Yeah, so he's putting Phoebe's health at risk, too. I've half a mind to come over and tell him myself.
Oh, don't worry. Leave it to Roy. Anyway, that sofa bed is so uncomfortable. He's bound to get fed up and leave soon.
What about this green frock, then?
A little jaundiced.
OK. This black strappy one. You always look nice in this one.
Oh, Jennifer, this is a birthday meal with my mother, not dinner at the Dorchester.
Oh, what about the blue?
Match my mood. It doesn't hang right, anyway. Oh, and look at my eyes. Oh, how can I come down to dinner looking like this?
Well, Mum and Jack are coming to give you a bit of moral support, not to examine your appearance or gloat.
If you say so.
Well, what about the red? Oh, you'll feel so much better if you know you're looking good.
I'm never going to feel better.
Oh, it is going to take time. I know.
Oh, look at these magazines Brian brought back from the shop. This one's all sickening stories about true romance. And this one's got half-naked men in it.
Well, you should have asked me. Brian's got no idea.
I did think you might have a bit more tact, though.
What do you mean?
Weekends spent eating grated carrot and being pummeled by people built like brick outhouses. You must really think I need overhauling.
Oh, now you're just being perverse. It's a pampering weekend at a country hotel and I thought it would be a nice present. And we could go together.
Oh, Jenny, I'm sorry. It's just that if things had worked out differently, I'd have been in London this weekend.
With Scott, I know. Dinner with Mum and Jack and us doesn't really compare.
I'm just so unhappy, Jenny. I mean, look at me. I might be 54 today, but inside I still feel 18.
I know. Come on. Look, what about a revitalising face mask? And there's plenty of time for a long, hot soak.
Oh, I don't know if I can be bothered. Could you get me another drink, please, Jenny?
Only if you'll make a little bit of an effort afterwards. You know, a relaxing evening in with the family is just what you need.
All right, come on, get in.
He's pretty spent some money on it, isn't he?
Yeah, skirts and spoilers, twin exhaust, it'll go like a rocket.
Hang on. It says car doesn't belong to any mate of Jazz's, does it?
No.
So how did you get in it?
With this.
Oh, We're nicking it.
Oh, you're sharp as a blade.
Cool. Well, what's the metal tube for?
Oh, just watch.
Why this pub car park?
Because the leisure centre's got CCTV. Anyway, nobody comes out of this pub before closing time on a Sunday. They're in there all day watching sport on the big screen.
People laugh it was motor racing.
Yeah.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
I'm doing him a favour. He'd only get nicked for drink driving. Anyway, it's not like we're going to burn it out. If he doesn't get it back, he'll be insured.
He'll probably get a better one, don't
you? Yeah, of course.
Oh, look at this. Notorious B.I.G. at a two-pack sad or what?
Yeah.
Go, 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 go!
Where did I put that instruction book?
Which book, darling?
How to Survive Your Family.
Brian, please don't start. Mum and Jack will be here any minute. And I do want this evening to go well. Can you pass me that ladle?
Then why have you allowed Lillian to steep herself in gin?
How was I supposed to stop her?
If this carries on, the wine merchant's bill will be bigger than the chemical bill.
Don't exaggerate.
Jennifer!
Kitchen, Lillian!
Everywhere stinks of smoke.
Shh, not tonight.
There you are. Good grief, Brian. You help him with the meal?
No. I do the more menial tasks. Emptying ashtrays, rinsing gin glasses, that kind of thing.
Brian, this is what passes for wit in the countryside nowadays, is it?
You're looking super, Lillian. Oh, that dress really suits you.
Yes. You didn't need to make an effort just for us.
Brian, please. It's Lillian's birthday.
Yes, indeed. And if I may say so, Lillian, you don't look a day over 53.
How dare you?
What?
How dare you? I'm not staying here to be insulted.
Oh, Lillian, where are you going?
I'm going to my room with a gin if Brian can spare it.
But Lillian, what about Mum and... Well, thank you very much, Brian.
What did I do?
Oh, you are so insensitive.
It was just a bit of banter.
Oh, a bit of banter. You were hitting her just where it hurt. Well, it's going to take a lot of care and support to get her back on her feet, Brian. And if that means she'll be here for some time, you're just going to have to get used to it.
How are we doing?
Nearly done. This is the last lot. Next week I'm going to start drying off the next batch and start steaming up.
Right. Any problems?
No, touch wood. Phil and Bert did a great job last week.
So we can crack on with getting ready for harvest then?
You might want to have a look at the trailers. I think one had a flat.
Yeah. I'll give the bale loader the once over too.
Okay. So when can we start combining, do you reckon?
Well, Debbie wants to come over later this week to check the barley. Probably towards the end of next week.
So it's just the Hassett Hill stuff. Get that out of the way before harvest takes over everything.
Yeah. If the launch is to be the middle of September, better get the invites out well in advance. Can this lot go?
Yeah, they're all done.
Right. Go on, girls, off you go.
So, third time lucky, eh?
How do you mean? Go on.
Well, we've been here before, and then something's happened to scupper the launch.
Yeah, I know. Fingers crossed, then.
What, so?
No, it was a great meeting last week. People are looking for quality local products. Everyone can feel it.
They are.
Yep. I think we can afford to be quietly confident it's really happening.
At last.
Really? Look at this.
Jennifer!
Shh! Lillian, be quiet. You'll disturb the fishermen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. I wasn't expecting to see you out here this morning.
I was looking for you.
And how are you feeling?
Oh, I've got a crashing headache. What did you expect?
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, Debbie said you'd be here collecting the money. I thought I ought to talk to you. Jenny? Why are you hiding in the bushes?
I'm not hiding. Just look what some thoughtless idiot's done.
What is it? Is it a fishing line?
Yes. And it's got snarled in the bush as he was casting, I suppose. And he's just left it for some poor bird to get tangled up in. Oh. Anyway, it's good of you to put in an appearance of sorts.
About last night, Jenny, I'm really sorry about storming off like that.
Oh, it's all right. I understand. Oh, this is well and truly tangled up. Ouch!
Oh, to be honest, I don't know why I allowed Brian to get to me like that.
Mm. And wretched thorns. Oh, well, he was a little stunned himself.
Was he?
Mm. And it's not often Brian's at a loss for words.
So how did the evening go then?
Well, the atmosphere was a little strained at first. But then after dinner, Brian showed the videos of Nolly's baptism and our safari and...
Good.
Yes, it wasn't too bad in the end.
Well, I'm really very sorry.
Well, let's forget it, shall we? Oh, Mum's left your birthday present and a card in the hall. You'll have to ring her.
Well, perhaps I should go over to the lodge later on.
Well, yes, it would do you good to get out and blow the cobwebs away, maybe.
Yeah, perhaps you're right.
What would you do if you bump into Scott?
That creep.
Well, he was rather.
Like a stick of candy floss, all show and no substance.
Well, he was a bit of an airhead, wasn't he?
Together for a long time. I enjoyed it. If I'm honest, getting to know him was like opening a Manolo Blahnik shoebox and finding a pair of plastic flip-flops inside.
You're going to be okay, Lillian.
Thanks, Jenny. I'm sure I shall.
So, what do you say then, babe? Hmm? Can I borrow the car?
I don't know.
Oh, go on. You aren't going to need it, are you?
Well, I might.
Come on, babe. Just for today.
Scott, stop it. Joe Grunsey will be coming in any minute. Wayne will hit the roof if I'm not ready with him on time.
Oh, come on. Just for this afternoon.
Oh, Scott.
Is that a yes?
Okay.
You're a doll.
But can you be back for 4:30 to give me a lift back home? I don't want to hang around.
Your wish is my command. Where are the keys?
Oh, here in my bag.
Thanks, babe. You're so sweet. I wish you could come with me. It's a gorgeous day. Why don't you just bunk off?
You're mad. Lose the job. No way.
Okay.
Joe's Jotons is going really well. I want to make the most of it. Try and get some credibility back. I've had a tough few weeks, you know. I really did nearly get the sack.
I know. I was there for you, babe.
No, anyway... Joe really got the punters going last week, trying to guess if the story of the severed arm was true or false.
And which was it?
That's true. Just that it didn't happen at Sawyer's farm.
Clever.
It was a great story, too. Joe's brilliant, and this week's is good, too.
What's this one about?
It's called The Murderous Mummies of Aidan Barrow. There's a burial mound, you see, where they discovered the mummified bodies of a man and a huge dog bound together in mortal combat.
Yeah.
And when they took them away to the labs and scientists examined them closely, they found the dog's teeth embedded in the man's throat and the man holding a sickle. But it looked like he'd cut the dog almost in half, right to the dog's spine, at the exact moment the dog attacked him. They died together, you see, at the same moment.
Incredible. This is another true story, then?
No, actually. This is one Joe made up, but don't tell anyone.
Hey, it's good. That would make a terrific horror film.
Yeah, you could be the archaeologist adventurer who finds the mummies.
No, you could play her, like Lara Croft. I'd be the master of darkness who'd capture you and make you fall in love with him. Then he'd make you stay forever with him under Aidan Barrow.
You're so silly.
And you're so beautiful.
Oh, you'd better go.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let me get my head around what I'm supposed to be doing.
Sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
OK. I'll see you at 4:30 then.
Yeah, bye. Wow.
Where did Pip disappear to?
Hi. I made the mistake of buying her a nice lolly when she came out of school and it melted all over her dress.
Oh, dear.
She was going on about the fete. Apparently Jill was telling her all about it on the school run this morning.
Is Mum organising it, then?
With the others on the committee. I'll have to wash Pip's dress later for school tomorrow.
Oh, it's a bit of a bore.
Here, I picked up the holiday photos from the chemist.
Ah.
Do you want to have a look?
Yeah. Hang on, just a sec. Just let me drop the trailer, wipe my hands. Are they any good?
I don't know. I haven't looked yet. Here, look at this one. Look at the expression on your face.
Let's see. I'm not surprised. That sea was freezing. I was numb from the waist down.
Oh, this is a good one. It was all around Josh's sandcastle.
That's my sandcastle, I believe. Just before they both jumped on it and squashed it flat.
And here's one of the boarding lake. That's a good one of you, actually.
Yeah, it was hard work. Fun, though.
And look, Pip took this one of me asleep in our room, the little monkey.
That's,
I bet whoever developed that one had a laugh.
Thanks very much. And there's one, two, three. How many photos did you take of the miniature railway?
Oh, a few.
A few?
We had a great time, didn't we?
Ah, brilliant.
Wouldn't mind going back sometime. Suited the kids down to the ground. And a fantastic model shop, of course.
Just you to find a model shop.
No, it had some great planes there.
Can't believe people spend so much time on hobbies like that.
I know. They have organised clubs with demos and all kinds of activities. Competitions, races.
It's a pity no one else has a model plane in Ambridge.
Now, there's an idea.
What?
Well, if there'd been others, we could have done something at the village fete.
A race? That would have been good. Kids are more likely to have remote-controlled cars than planes, though.
Ruth, you're a genius.
Eh?
What about a lads and dads model car race for the fete? In the Bull car park, maybe?
Yeah, it might be a good fundraiser.
Yeah, better make it dads and kids, though, because Pippa want to join in.
I'm sure she will. And Josh is a bit little to do it on his own.
Yeah, well, they can both join in with me.
They can join in with you.
Yeah, I mean, we'll make a great team. Team Archer. Remind me to mention it to Mum. It'd be really good fun.
So I decided to stay in Borchester this afternoon instead.
Yeah? What'd you get up to?
I went to the gym.
Oh, that's good.
I might as well take full advantage while I'm resting.
Yeah, why not?
Then I had a swim, and after that I went to watch a movie. There was a guy in it I was at drama school with.
Wow, really?
Only a bit part, but you've got to go for what you can get in our business. You don't know what doors might open up to you, what contacts you can make.
Right, yeah.
One minute, you're nowhere. The next, the epicentre of the universe, Hollywood's biggest star.
You must be starving after all that working out.
Yeah, I am quite hungry.
What should we do? I could cook something or we could go to the Bull.
Hot pot and chips down at the local. No thanks. Tell you what, we could ring for a Chinese. It won't take you long to nip back into Borchester later to pick up the order.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm going to need the car for the rest of the week too, so I can keep up my fitness regime. You don't mind, do you? I can drop you at work.
Well, when will you need it?
I'll probably drive in from Ambridge in the afternoons, mostly.
Because I thought if you came into Borchester at lunchtimes, we could start flat hunting.
I can think of much nicer things we can do in your lunch hours.
Can't be serious.
I'm being deadly serious.
I want it to be just us two, in our own place.
And it will.
So let's start looking for somewhere.
That's what I love about you. That simplicity. And that determination.
Mum calls it being stubborn. I get it from Dad.
You see something you want, you go for it. Simple. That's why you'll go a long way.
Do you really think so?
Well, that's what it takes to succeed. Now, come here.
Let's go in. Mrs. Antrobus might see us.
Oh, let them all look.
What about the flat hunting? You'll come with me, won't you?
I will talk about it. Tomorrow. I promise. Mm. Now, is anyone likely to be home yet? Do you think?
You stay there. I'm coming over.
Wow, Jill, you look like a space woman.
I've been checking the supers, where they store the honey. That makes them a bit restless.
I'm safe here?
Yes, away from the hive. They're quite good-tempered, and I've used my smoker.
And what does that do?
The bees think there's a forest fire, so they fill up with honey, and that makes them more placid.
Oh. Will you take them with you when you move?
No. Ruth and David said I can keep them here.
You'll miss your garden, though, I should think. Everything's so well established.
Hmm. But I've made plans for the garden at Lieb Cottage. Shula's kept it very nice, but I have plenty to do.
I couldn't help admiring your strawberries. I've had a few, but most of the time it seems as though I'm growing them for the slugs.
Yes, they are a problem. I just go out at night with a torch and pick them off.
I couldn't touch them.
Well, peg your runners down now, so you'll have plenty of plants next year. Enough strawberries for you and the slugs.
I might just do that.
They're so lovely, fresh on the plant.
You might be able to help me with my lilies. I've had no joy with them this year.
Where did you plant them?
Under the window.
Ah, well, lilies like their face in the sun, but their feet in the shade. Try putting some under a bush next year.
I should really be taking notes. And I only came with the agenda for tonight's fake committee meeting.
Is everyone able to come?
Linda's working, unfortunately, and Peggy can only pop in for 10 minutes, but Hayley and Siobhan will be there, and Jolene. Although I think she'll have to leave early. Bit of a mix and match, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's a shame.
There's a Bulls match at the Bull. Always gets busy later on. So we'll meet here at Brookfield at 7:30.
Yes, that's fine.
I'm glad we can hold a fete this year.
So am I. I didn't like to think of a year without a fete.
It didn't seem right, did it?
I know it's short notice, but it's just what the village needs after the year we've all had. We could have some really good fun.
I mean, I just turned my back for 10 seconds to tie Lily's shoe, and there was Freddie, trowel in hand, covered in soil.
You've been watching Titcomb, Addy?
Yes. Roy, what a tip.
I can see. Brenda!
And you, look, half-eaten remains of last night's Chinese just pushed under the chair.
And the place stinks of smoke. I'll open a window.
Well, I don't believe it, Roy. The kitchen light is on again.
Thoughtless, selfish...
And he left the milk out of the fridge.
It's gone sour. We'll have to go out and get some more.
Come on, let's sort it while Phoebe's still downstairs with Marjorie.
Why should we, though? I mean, why should we have to go out to work all day, then come back home totally exhausted and have to sit about tidying someone else's mess?
I know.
I am sick of it. I really am.
Yeah. Come here.
Oh, I have just had enough of him. I mean, we've only just got married. It should be just you, me and Phoebe. I can't even relax in my own home.
I know.
I want him out of here.
I know. So do I. Don't worry. I'll talk to Brenda about it. First chance I get.
All right, Greg.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
You're going in the wrong direction, mate.
Eh?
For the boat.
All right. No, I'm just on my way back from the shops. Haven't seen that one before. Venus, is it?
Yeah, just sanding it down. Going to bomb these, though. Especially this one on the rude pigs.
You're selling them from your garden?
Mostly. I've done one or two car boot sales.
Well, good luck to you.
Oh, thanks. Oh, lovely evening for the ball, ain't it?
Should be a good game.
I didn't know you played till Neil said you were standing in for Roberts Hill.
Oh, I've had one or two games.
Hey, how's our William shaping up these days?
You've got a good lad there, Eddie. He's got the makings of an excellent keeper. Oh, he's not the world's quickest learner, but he's keen. And he works hard.
Oh, pleased to hear it.
Right, well, I'm off out. See you.
Hello, Ed.
All right, Mr. Turner.
I'll see you later on then, Eddie.
Yeah, right, I'll see you, Greg. Where are you going?
Out.
That much I got. I asked where.
I don't know. Don't me and Fallon will probably go over to Jazz's.
You're not hitching, are you?
No, don't worry. Don't listen, I've been thinking.
Yeah?
You know that garden centre on the way to Borchester?
What about it?
Well, you know they've extended their car park.
So?
Well, it's because the one they've got, they won't hold all the cars. It's packed out all the time. They're raking it in.
Oh, very good. Raking.
Hey? Anyway, what I thought is, why don't we expand? Do more boot sales and some markets. We can make bird tables, get barbecue equipment, stuff like that to sell. You know, as well as the ornaments and compost.
Now, that's not a bad idea.
Right, well, I'm off.
Hey, just pass me that chisel.
What, this one?
What are you doing with metal piping in your jacket pocket?
It's a bit of the drum kit. Look, I've got to go and call for Fallon. I'll see you.
No problem. Linda rang earlier and she said she'd do the posters as usual. Now, more coffee, anyone?
Oh, not for me, thanks. I'd better be off.
Oh, yes. Aren't the Bulls playing tonight?
Yeah, we're always busy on Bulls night.
I'll have another cup, thanks.
Of course, Lucia. Hayley, Siobhan?
No, thanks. I'm fine. I'll have another biscuit, though.
Have yourself.
Me too. Thanks, Jill.
So, what else are we going to have, apart from Peggy's white elephant stall?
We'll do the beer tent on the green.
OK. Any other ideas?
Did Emma Carter speak to you, Darlene?
What was that?
She said she'd like to do a line dancing display if anyone else is interested. She didn't want to do it on her own.
Now, that would be good.
Yeah, I'm going to ask the other regulars, see what they think.
Sorry to disturb everyone.
All right, come on in and join us.
I'm down off to the Bull, actually.
Just before you rush off, David, what was that idea you had for the car race?
Well, it's just half an idea at the moment, really. A radio-controlled car race.
Oh, cool. That'd bring in the punters.
Yeah? Have teams of kids and dads, something like that.
What do you all think?
Oh, yeah, it sounds great. We need to make sure it's open to everyone, though.
Well, I'm off. The kids are in bed and Ruth will be in for milk and soon.
Righto. Bye, love.
Bye.
Bye.
I've got to go too.
Well, thanks for coming, Jolene.
Oh, no problem.
Right, see you all later then. And don't forget to ask the line dancing group.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Now, what else?
What about dunk the vicar stall?
We've done that before, haven't we?
There's no harm in doing it again, is there? It's good fun.
Well, have we got the equipment?
I think Kendon made it one year. I'll have to find it.
It's probably around in one of Sid's outbuildings.
Yeah, what if it isn't?
Well, it's not too complicated, if I remember correctly. There's a spring connected to the victim's seat, and you aim a ball at a target to release the spring.
And if you hit the target and release the spring, she's dunked in a tank of water.
You've given it some consideration, Siobhan.
I just thought it might be fun.
Well, shall we do it?
I'll ask Janet. She's a good sport, but I'll check she's willing first. Right, that's it for now.
Well, do you mind if I love you and leave you? I'd like to catch the bull myself. Usha?
If that's okay.
Of course.
Oh, well, thanks, Jill. We're really getting somewhere.
Yeah, should be fun.
Bye then.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I'll give you a hand with these, Jill.
Thanks.
No prizes for guessing why Siobhan wants to dunk the vicar.
It was a bit obvious, wasn't it?
Mind you, I could think of one or two people I'd happily dunk at the moment.
Lillian's ex.
Oh, honestly, Jill, I thought he would have got fed up with that tiny sofa bed by now. But he shows no sign of moving out. His eating is out of house and home. It never occurs to him to replace anything he uses.
Oh, dear.
How's Mrs. Bellamy coping? I didn't like to ask Mrs. Woolley.
I called at her farm this morning. She seemed a lot brighter. She and Peggy are having a girls' day out shopping tomorrow.
Well, I wouldn't wish Scott back on her, but I do wish she hadn't thrown him out.
Things usually have a way of sorting themselves out.
Well, the sooner the better for me.
And we could have it in the Bull car park.
Great! Well, I'll put a few bales around and mark out the course. Yep. Be a nice little earner. Yeah, for the fate, I mean.
Right.
Hey, not bad, this lot. You can have your work cut out, Eddie.
Yeah, look, that's what that is.
Yeah, they've got the psychological advantage because they won the toss.
Psychology? Bull? You're as bad as Alistair.
Well, it's starting to work, though. A more professional approach to the side.
Yeah, true enough. You can't argue with the result against Edgley last Sunday.
That's right.
Finished with those glasses, boys.
Hey, Jolene, what about you and me doing one of our numbers together in the talent competition?
Oh, I don't know about that, Eddie. I'll be too busy running the show.
Ed and Fallon look full of it.
Yeah, they do. What have they been up to, Eddie?
Yeah, search me. Oh, go on, Jolene. We can do a nice ballad. A duet. Oh, you think she should, don't you, lads?
Yeah. You need a bit of wheat amongst the chaff.
I don't know.
Who are your judges?
Oh, you can put Dad down for that if you want. I'm sure he'll oblige. Now he's a local celebrity.
Oh, OK, thanks.
Jolene, can I have a word? Oh, no, a dross playing.
If it's about the talent night, Fallon's already asked me, and I'll tell you what I told her. It takes too long to set up, and your kind of music into everyone's taste. Now, where is Fallon, anyway? What you been up to?
Oh, well, she's gone to the bar. So what about if we just play a couple of our quieter numbers, then?
What, dross unplugged?
Oh, go on, Jolene. Anything that keeps them from hanging out round Meadow Rise has got to be a good thing.
Well, I'll think about it.
Nice one, Dad. Oh, I'll go and tell Fallon.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. How was the meeting?
Yeah, good. We've got a lot organised already.
Oh, great.
Actually, I had a thought driving to Brookfield.
Yeah?
Do you think Mike would do an arm wrestling contest at Fate? Be the strong man.
Hey, that'd be good.
Well, he might. We'd be chuffed to be ass.
Whoa. Hey, looks like you might be on, Eddie.
Oh, right.
And it looks like somebody else thinks they might be on tonight, too.
So I took it into the office to show the girls. And they agree with me. Mr. July is definitely the sexiest month on the calendar.
I'm not sure that's very flattering, considering some of the others.
You mean Eddie and his beer belly?
And Simon Gerrard, medallion man.
No.
And that's that bird with his cabbages.
Oh, I like that one. He looks so cheery.
We should do a woman's one next Christmas.
Well, I'll be sure and volunteer. If I'm still here, that is.
Huh? Thinking of moving away?
Oh, I don't know. Tim and I seem to have nothing in common anymore. Well, you must know what I mean.
Every marriage is different.
I got married too soon. I was a bit wild at university. And then when I met Tim, I thought he'd be good for me, you know, bring some stability into my life. Have you ever felt like that?
Never thought about it.
I bet you were wild in your younger days.
I don't think about the past much.
Do you know, I don't know anything about your past.
Nothing to know.
Oh, you're a dark horse, Greg.
Greg?
You're wanted on the piece.
Yeah, okay, coming.
Will I see you later?
Yeah, I shouldn't miss Brian.
Oh, he's a good-looking bloke, isn't he?
Who?
Greg. Yeah. Though, I suppose you've only got eyes for Adrian the barrister.
Oh, I'm taking things very slowly at the moment.
I used to know a no-try before you buy a girl at uni.
Did you now?
But there's no harm in trying the item on, you know, and then putting it back on the hanger if it doesn't suit you.
Siobhan!
Well done, Greg. Brilliant play. No harm in it at all.
Brenda? What's going on?
Oh, Roy, have I woken you up?
Well, of course you have. All this noise, what are you doing?
I'm sorry if I disturbed you.
What's the washing machine doing on at 6:30 in the morning?
Well, I'm just doing some washing.
Well, I can see that. Why now?
Look, I'm sorry, all right?
Have you got another load?
No, that's it. You can go back to bed.
May as well make some tea.
Look, you go back to bed and I'll make it and bring it through to you both.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Do you want a cup?
Okay, thanks.
What about lover boy?
You're still asleep.
You better get your washing out.
Oh, right.
Well, where's the rest of it?
This is it.
It's not even half full. That is such a waste of money.
Well, Scott needed the shirt.
What? You got up at 5:30 to do your boyfriend's washing while he stayed in bed? Brenda, what's going on?
Oh, shut up. I thought a relationship was supposed to be based on people doing thoughtful things for each other.
Exactly. Each other.
Just because you and Ailey behave in a certain way, I don't see why you should expect other people to be exactly like you.
I'm not measuring you against anyone. I'm just appalled at the way you've changed.
You sound just like Dad.
Are you like a doormat? I couldn't believe it when you first moved in. And another thing, what happened to that fiver Ailey put under the clock to pay the milk bill?
Well, how should I know?
Your boyfriend's had it, hasn't he?
So what if he did borrow it? It's only a fiver. I had no idea you and Ailey could be so petty.
Right, that's it. This just isn't working out. Scott's going to have to find somewhere else to live.
Roy.
What?
Nothing. I want you to like him, that's all.
Oh, there's no way that's going to happen if he's living here. He's impossible, Ben. He'll have to go.
Well, we weren't planning on staying here much longer anyway. I've got some flats to look at. Then we'll be out of your hair. Scott and I are moving in together.
You can't.
Just watch me.
Brenda, you've not thought this out properly.
I have.
You're really going to upset Mum.
Get over it, Roy. I'm an adult.
You'll behave like one. Oh, great.
Yeah, honestly. I'm telling you, she was practically sitting in his lap before he got up to bowl.
Siobhan and Greg?
Uh-huh.
Go on, girl. Get up. Go on.
I'm amazed Dusha wasn't straight on the phone to tell you about it.
Dusha's no gossip. Ha! Get up there. Surprised at Siobhan being so openly flirty.
Well, I may be exaggerating a bit, but she definitely fancies him, though. You couldn't miss the signs.
She and Tim have been shaky since the Janet thing at Christmas.
Thought that was over months ago.
Well, nothing really ever started. From what I've heard, they don't seem to do much together.
Well, she does seem to be throwing herself into village campaigns, doesn't she? You know, the FAPE school protest and the Action Committee Against the Housing Development.
It seems she and Greg got really pally at the Ambridge pub quiz.
Yeah?
That's what she would have said Linda was saying.
Oh, well, Linda.
No, to be fair, Linda might have it in for Siobhan a bit, but she wouldn't make things up.
Well, we'll wait and see what the final verdict is from the village oracle.
Village oracle?
Susan Carter. I couldn't possibly decide one way or the other until I hear her pronouncements on the matter. Via Neil at Net tonight.
Hey, it should be my turn to go out tonight. You went to the ball last night.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll ask Mum to babysit and then you can see Usha.
Yeah, OK. Then we'll meet you in the pub later on.
Yeah, great. Hey, what was Bert bending your ear about at Milkick?
Oh, he was going on about the talent competition.
Oh, yeah. What, more of his poems?
Don't be horrible. Anyway, he said Jolene had asked Joe Grundy to be a judge.
Whoa, whoa, more punch-up than poetry, then.
Thankfully not. He went and complained, so Jolene asked Siobhan and Greg as well.
We'll all make cakes and buns to sell, of course.
Yes, yes, of course.
And we'll organise a rota for members of the WI to serve in the tea tent itself, so that everyone gets a chance to look round the fete.
Good idea.
It'll be a bit of a rush to get everything ready for the middle of August. But I'm sure it'll be worth it.
Yes, yes.
Do you know, someone has actually suggested a crockery bashing stall.
Good heavens.
I don't know. There's something about it I don't like, even if they are rejects.
Yes.
Are you tired, dear?
Oh, no. No, I find a manicure very relaxing, that's all.
Yes, it is quite.
Like having your hair done. It's quite soporific.
It's always such a pleasant atmosphere in Underwoods, too.
Yes. There's some comfort in things being constant.
I'm not sure what Jack will make of this pink, though. It's absolutely ages since I painted my nails.
Looks lovely. How is Jack?
Oh, he's very well, thank you. He's got a bit more time now he's finished running around after those film people.
Yes, of course.
Although he's still a bit concerned at how Grey Gables will look on TV.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine.
That's what I keep telling him. In any case, I don't know of anyone who'll be watching. It's such an obscure little channel.
Yes.
And he's also begun preparing his act for the talent night at the Bull.
Really?
He's dusted off his old joke books and begun practising in front of my Cheval mirror.
Now that I would like to see.
Oh, you can't. He doesn't know I've seen him. I caught a glimpse of him through a chink in the door my way past the bedroom yesterday.
Oh, Mum, you were spying on him.
Not a bit of it. I was simply going to the guest bedroom to make a start on getting it ready.
Oh?
Yes, it's funny how an unused room attracts all the clutter.
Yes, I'm sure, but...
Shouldn't be too big a job to get it ready, though.
Actually, Mum, I'm fine at Home Farm.
Well, of course you are, dear. Oh, I see. Didn't I tell you we've invited Chris and George to stay with us while their building work's being done?
Oh.
It's going to be quite major. Having the kitchen and dining room knocked through for a start. Think of the mess.
Yes, Trev.
And it'll only be for a few weeks. I'm sure we'll get on famously. Now, when we're done, would you like to come back to the lodge for lunch?
Well, as long as we can continue to steer clear of a certain topic of conversation.
Of course, dear.
All set for me to take over after harvest?
Yep. Yeah, it should work well. Dad took a bit of persuading initially.
Can't get used to the idea of contracting out, eh?
Yeah. He's okay about it now. Just a different way of farming.
Well, we might need a lot more contract work by this time next year, so...
Yeah, I'll keep my eyes and ears open, don't worry. Is it definite, then? Borchester Land won't renew your contract?
No, not at all. No, there's a board meeting next week and it's all got to be discussed. I just don't trust Matt Crawford.
Don't blame you.
Dad doesn't either, don't worry.
What do you think of this, then?
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Shouldn't be too far off.
Yeah. Nearly fit, I reckon. What do you think?
About 10 days, I'd say.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Ruth.
Hiya.
Before I forget, Jill asked me to ask you to pop into Brookfield before you go.
All right.
How's the barley doing?
Well, end of next week we can make a start, weather permitting.
Great.
How'd you get on with your phone calls?
What, is this for Bassett Hills?
Yeah,
I thought I'd do a bit more research before we get into combining. I've spoken to a few more butchers and they're all saying the same thing.
What, that they'll have no trouble shifting the prime cuts, but...
The less popular cuts will be a problem, we knew that, so...
Well, I've been thinking we should encourage them to do special offers. You know, like for shoulder, for example. 3 for £10.
Yeah, we could, but... We need something else, though.
Well, maybe what we need is to show people that you can make good, cheap meals with them.
How are we going to do that?
Well, what we need is a chef. You know, someone who'll come up with some imaginative ideas.
Mm.
Why don't I chat up Jean-Paul, see if he's interested?
Yeah, nice idea. We'd have to pay him, though.
Yeah, a consultancy or something.
Leave that to me. I'll make some inquiries, see what the MLC says. I have a feeling they might be able to help.
Can't tell you how much I've missed your cooking, Mum.
It was only salad and quiche.
Sometimes the simple things are the tastiest.
I always say that good food starts with the best ingredient. Those salad leaves were from Bridge Farm, you know.
Oh, really? Might even begin to take back what I've said about organic farming. Does Tony bring them for you?
No, they started up a box scheme. Tom and Helen are organising it. Tony said it went quite well last week.
Ah, I see.
And the quiche is made using eggs from Neil Carter's hens at Willow Farm.
It's quite the little self-sufficient community.
Well, that's how it should be.
Hi, Gran.
Oh, hello, love. Come and join us.
Oh, you've eaten already. Oh, Auntie Jill asked me to drop these cherry tomatoes off for you. She's got loads.
Oh, that was kind of her. Would you like some lunch?
No, I'm fine, thanks. Oh, this garden is gorgeous, Gran.
Thanks, I'm pleased with it. Look at the lupins.
Oh, glorious.
Well, it's very restful here, isn't it?
What do you think of this, Debbie?
And so what am I looking at exactly?
We've been to Underwoods for a manicure.
Ah, ladies of leisure. I wish I had all this free time.
No, you don't. Time hangs very heavy when you've nothing to fill it.
You can help me collect things for my white elephant stall.
Oh, Mum.
Come on, dear. I know you've had an awful time the last couple of weeks.
But pull yourself together. Isn't that what you're going to say?
Well, look, I must make a move.
Not at all.
I'm sure you're very pleased Scott and I've split up.
Of course not. I don't want to see you unhappy. But you know as well as I do that he was dreadful.
Sorry?
Well, it was obvious to anyone with eyes to see. He was nothing but a leech.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, but what Gran means...
Lillian knows quite well what I mean. I hated seeing it. He was just using you. It was awful.
So, not only are you implying that I can't attract a man other than for my money, you're also saying that I'm stupid for choosing the wrong man and dim-witted for putting up with him.
Of course you're not stupid. You were just temporarily deceived. He's very handsome. It happens frequently to women of your age.
What?
You were under his spell, and you simply didn't realise how silly you looked.
I think I'll be off now.
Silly?
And I'm very pleased to see that you've finally snapped out of it. Now you can find someone much more suitable for your age.
Suitable for my age? What the hell does that mean?
Someone to provide companionship and affection.
How dare you assume that just because I'm in my 50s, my life is over? I want fun and I want to laugh. Life is for living.
I've really got to go.
You've no idea about what Scott and I shared, have you? And how enormously happy he made me.
I'm not saying your life is over, Lillian. But your teens were over a long time ago.
Oh, so because I'm 54, all I need is companionship and affection.
Well, we're starting the combining tomorrow,
you
see.
You made yourself a laughingstock these past weeks.
As if I care. And if you think I'm going to be looking for someone like Jack, sweet though he is, and enter the kind of living tomb you call marriage, you can think again.
Claire, you are a clever girl. Isn't Daddy going to be proud to see his little girl swimming? Oh, that's the phone. That's right, darling. Come on up the steps. Then Grandma can answer it. The girl. Oh, we'll get fishy later. Hello?
Jennifer, it's Elizabeth.
Oh, hello. Look, can you just hold on a minute? Mm-hmm. Phoebe and I have been in the pool and I just want to get her robe so she doesn't catch a chill.
Yes, of course. You carry on.
Come on, Phoebe. Darling, into your robe. This arm. That's it. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, it's possibly the other way around, actually.
Oh?
Yes, we've managed to get another couple of those paintings Lillian was admiring a while ago.
Oh, the local landscapes?
Yes, so I thought I'd give her the opportunity of first refusal before we hang them in the gallery.
Oh, that's very kind of you, but I don't think she's up yet this morning. I'll ask her about the paintings when she surfaces.
Well, if she could let me know as soon as possible. Oh, Beverly? Beverly, can I have a word, please? Jennifer, I'm sorry about that. Look, I'm going to have to go.
Oh, dear. Problems.
What do you have to do to make sure people pull their weight? Pass on my best to Lillian, would you? I'll see you soon.
Bye. Right, little girl. Let's get you dried and dressed.
Morning.
Oh, hello. Oops, Daisy. There's some coffee in the kitchen.
Oh, I'll tend to my nicotine craving first. Hello, Phoebe, darling.
Oh, let me rub that little tummy dry. Lillian, you look dreadful.
Oh, thanks. Now I feel a whole lot better.
Sorry, I didn't know your row with Mum yesterday had hit you quite so hard.
You're getting on so well, too. I'd have known it wouldn't last. I don't know why I bother.
Oh, I'm sure she didn't mean any harm. Come on, Bobby, let's get your T-shirt on.
Her mouth should be enormous, the number of feet she managed to put into it.
Well, that's Mum for you, isn't it? There we go. Well, she's not going to change at her age, is she?
Evidently not.
But she means well. I'm sure she didn't want to upset you.
Thing is, she just seems to know instinctively which buttons to press. She's like a heat-seeking missile.
Yeah, well, don't I know it. Here are shorts. One leg in there. That's it.
When she's on course, she under snowball's chance of deflecting it.
The other leg. Well, I've been on the receiving end of all that myself more times than I care to remember.
She just doesn't understand that I had fun with Scott. She's so judgmental.
That's
gathered on the grass, Phoebe. Ishbook, you have a look at those pictures. Oh, she's just been protective. She's eager for you to be settled and happy. And it just comes out the wrong way.
Not too much.
I just said I was a laughing stock.
No. Oh, I still feel young inside. I mean, is it so wrong to want to laugh, you know, and have fun? I just wish she'd understand. But she can't. She just felt that Scott was using you. And you and she are a generation apart, of course.
Oh, that's the point, I suppose.
I mean, have you ever known Mum to wear trousers?
Not since we were little.
Let alone jeans or black leathers.
Can you imagine?
So?
Okay, I get it. I should be the one understanding her rather than the other way around.
Well, makes sense, doesn't it?
Oh. Come on, Phoebe. Let me see your book.
That's
nice. You shall Auntie Lillian read to you.
About Meg and Mog.
Come on, Meg. Come on, let's go inside. Find a nice, comfy chair, shall we? Come on, darling.
I feel as though I'm here under false pretenses.
Oh, I could easily find you things to do. Another piece of carrot cake.
Oh, thank you. Now, I've got a list as long as my arm, actually. Today I've planned to sort the toy cupboard out and sponge down all Lily and Freddy's gribby soft toys.
Well, when you've finished, you can go home early if you like. I don't think Julie will be back until after tea.
Oh, thanks very much.
And we can't begrudge her a day out with her grandchildren.
Oh, no, she's so proud of them.
What do you think of the cake?
Gorgeous. Owen is doing a brilliant job here.
Yes, I'm very happy with him. Mm. And Kathy and Emma. Pity the same can't be said about Beverly.
Oh, dear.
I'm just so disappointed with her efforts at developing new business. In fact, I told her this morning that in future she was just to run the conferences day to day while I concentrate on strategy and marketing.
Well, I wondered why she was going around with a face like a smack bum. She'd been demoted. She won't be best pleased.
Well, she'll just have to deal with it, Hayley. I'm trying to run a business here.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure you're right.
I can't waste time pandering to people's egos.
No, of course not. Is Nigel planning any more falconry displays?
Oh, yes, actually. Mm. Now, there's a success story this summer. Mm. They're doing really well. He's planned one for a couple of weeks' time, and he's booked Jessica to do it again.
Oh, right.
And then, actually, it's the week after he's off on a 5-day course to learn more about what it entails.
Oh, I'll enjoy that.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll be able to make the displays a regular feature here, and we can add them to the attractions permanently.
Oh, well, it'll be just the thing. They're quite a spectacle. And then a couple of weeks after that, they'll be doing the display at the Fete, won't they?
Yes, yeah. He's going to be very busy. Has business picked up at Grey Gables yet?
Yeah, a bit, I think. Roy seems busy anyway. Good thing we can do with the overtime.
Yes, it can't be easy.
Well, we'd manage a lot better if we didn't have dead wood to carry.
How do you mean?
You must have heard about Scott. Miss Bellamy's ex-boyfriend staying with us.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I am getting seriously sick of him. It's not just the fact of him sponging off us a mind, but me and Roy are just having to stand helplessly by while he runs rings around Brenda and spends all her money as well. But she can't see it.
Oh, dear.
Can you believe he sends her into Borchester for takeaways practically every night, and I have not once seen him give Brenda a penny for his share?
Well, she can't be on a very big salary either.
No, she isn't. I'm sure she's digging into her savings. She's such a sweet girl, it's heartbreaking.
Well, unfortunately, I know exactly how it feels to be taken in by a good-looking, completely selfish man.
I really want to say something to her.
Oh, believe me, it would be much worse if you did. I know it must feel cruel, but you and Roy really have to stand back and let things just take their course.
But it's so hard.
I know, but if you interfere, you'll only push Brenda away. They'll just end up closer than ever.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I know I am.
Okay, I'll just have to try and bite my tongue.
Phoebe! Phoebe!
Shh, shh. She's fallen asleep.
Just as we were getting to the end of her story.
Oh, no. What about lunch?
Oh, Jenny, lunch can wait.
Oh, you don't understand. Hayley's been trying to get her out of a daytime sleep. Then she'll sleep better at night. It's not easy at Nightingale Farm at the moment.
Yeah, well, who's to blame there? They're sort of pointing the finger at little Miss Butter wouldn't melt.
Well, I'm not talking about whose fault everything is. I'm simply saying that children are very quick to pick up on a bad atmosphere.
Yeah. Yeah, of course you're right. So I think a little cuddle is doing us both good.
Since we're on the subject.
What subject's that?
The subject of Scott and Brenda.
Were we?
Roy gave me some news this morning when he dropped Phoebe off.
I've got a funny feeling I'm not going to enjoy hearing this.
Well, apparently, Scott and Brenda have started looking for a flat together. They're planning to live together in Porchester.
Well, that's the funniest thing I've heard in ages.
Oh, I thought you'd be upset.
Upset? Well, think about it, Jenny. Can you seriously imagine him in a pinny cooking supper for when that little tart gets home from her pathetic radio job? Don't think so.
So you don't mind?
Of course I mind. I mind that he ran off with a pretty young girl. Of course I mind that he was laughing with her at my wrinkles and fat backside and then coming back to me. Lying to me, telling me how much he loved me.
Oh, Lynn.
I mind terribly that he was sleeping with her and then creeping back into my bed. Of course I mind all about that and more. But if you're asking me, do I mind that they're moving in together, then no, I don't give a damn. Oh, can you pass me a tissue?
Thanks.
I don't care, Jennifer, because I know it won't last. I know him too well. And when he leaves her alone in some crummy bedsit, ceiling high and unpaid bills, she'll only have herself to blame.
And what happened then?
Well, after the shoot, we all went out to this sweet little trattoria, and Jude, who always was a show-off, tried to order his meal in Italian.
Oh, yeah.
Except that instead of rabbit, he said something similar, but clearly not the right thing at all.
Really? What did he order?
Well, suffice it to say that the waiter looked very scared and instinctively crossed his legs. Oh, you have such a pretty laugh, Brenda.
Have I?
You have. Mm. Oh, you're so pretty. All over.
Oh, no. It's Roy.
It's okay, babe.
No, it's not. Please, get up.
Roy? Roy, is that you?
Oh, no. Please, stop.
Roy? How come you arrived so early?
Calm down.
Brenda! Ailey, I'm sorry.
What is going on?
We didn't think you'd be home yet.
Oh, well, I can see that. Brenda, what were you thinking?
Look, Hayley, this is really embarrassing.
I am not talking to you.
You're early.
Shut up. Brenda, how could you?
I'm so sorry.
After all we have done.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
In our bed.
I know.
OK, we shouldn't have done it. But that's so...
I don't care. You shouldn't be in here.
You're right. It was a bad judgment call.
Are you going to tell Roy?
I don't know.
Please don't. He'll be so mad at me.
Hayley, we're both really sorry. And we're going to start looking for flats tomorrow. Aren't we, babe?
Yeah.
You have really let us down. Do you know that?
I know.
Look, please forgive us. It won't happen again. We'll be gone soon. That's a promise, OK?
Not going to make it, am I?
There's not a chance.
Well, what if we take the gatepost out as well?
No, that won't help. No, we'd have to take at least 3 yards of hedge up as well to be able to move around it.
What's happened, Brian? Is anyone hurt?
Oh, hello, Shula. No, it's nothing like that. No, some damned idiots crashed their car down into the ditch directly opposite the gate.
Oh, that's a relief. I thought there'd been an accident with the combine.
And it must have happened last night or early this morning. It's a complete nightmare.
OK. Let's have a look.
You see, you'll not get the combine round it. Sorry about this, Shula.
Oh, don't worry. I'm in no real rush. I was just dropping in on Jennifer and Lillian.
Yeah, I see what you mean, Dad.
Right, you'll just have to reverse back into the field for now. Then at least the lane will be clear for traffic.
Oh, we were doing so well, too. You don't know whose car it is by any chance, do you?
Oh, not a clue. I'm pretty certain it doesn't belong to anyone in the village. I think I'd remember seeing a bright orange hatchback.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Hey, hang on, though.
What?
It's not being crashed. Look.
Oh, no. No dents anywhere.
It looks like someone just got out and rolled it into the ditch and abandoned it.
Oh, great. Well, that's all we need. It must be stolen or something.
So, look, what do you want to do, Dad? We could leave the 86-acre and move the combine over to the far side of the Millennium Wood instead.
No, I checked it first thing. It's not fit yet.
Well, I could drive down to the far end and come the long way round.
No, it's all going to waste time.
You'll just have to ring the police and wait until they can come and move it.
What do you think, Dad?
Forget that. Mike'll be on his way back with a tractor. I'll tow it out of the way.
Well, I'd better ring the police and report it anyway.
Well, I'll make the call. You move the combine.
Right. This is typical.
Morning!
Oh, turn that flaming thing off, can't you?
Sorry! Can't hear you!
I said, turn that...
So, what was that?
Nothing.
All right. You have to get up now. Hold your bed away.
Oh, it's too early.
So you're usually still in bed at 11 o'clock in the morning, are you? Well, welcome to the real world.
Oh!
What's that? You disappear in a puff of smoke with a bit of sunlight. Anyway, come on. Got lots to do.
Is this how you normally spend your days off?
Yeah, it is. Well, in both of your work, you have to split what needs doing between the two of you.
Is that right?
Of course, when only one of you works, it's different, I suppose. The one who's at home does the cooking and cleaning. Well, it's only fair, isn't it?
Whatever you say, mate.
Hey, they did a survey, you know, and they found that some men still think what little they do in the house is helping their partner. They don't see things like cleaning the toilet as their job.
Are you trying to make some kind of point here?
No, just making conversation. Your shoes are by the door.
Is there any coffee on?
Oh, I'm sorry, I just used up the last of the milk. Hey, didn't Brenda say you were meeting her in Borchester?
Yeah.
Looking at some flats, she tells me.
Yep, that's right.
What time are you meeting up?
12:30, eh?
Better get a move on, then.
I've got plenty of time. It only takes about 20 minutes in the car. I'll go and get some milk.
Brenda's gone in the car. She said she had to take it in for servicing this morning.
Oh, yeah, she mentioned it. Oh, brilliant!
Yeah, but if you hurry up... You might just catch the bus.
I'd quite like to go, but we've got so much to do. What about you?
It's your talent night. An evening listening to Bert Fry's ditties and the jokes Jack got out of a Christmas cracker years ago.
It could be much more fun than that, I'm sure.
When is it?
25th of July, according to the posters.
Oh, I don't know. I'll think about it.
Both back up there now.
Look, will you calm down, Dad? I've put Ray on the combine and Mike's hauling. Oh, hello.
Hi. Did you get the car shifted?
What a pain.
Yes, it is. It's lost us valuable time.
All right, Dad.
Anyway, I towed the damn thing further down the lane myself.
Oh.
Where's Jenny?
She took Phoebe with her to the supermarket earlier.
Aren't they back yet?
Clearly not, Brian.
I'm starving. Look, I'll make a quick sandwich.
We haven't got time for that, Debbie.
Oh, good grief, Dad. Look, I was about to say I'll get straight back and eat it in the cab.
I'll give the girl a break.
Lillian, do you mind? And I'd much prefer it if you'd at least respect the kitchen as a no-smoking zone.
Sorry.
Surely that's not too much to ask.
I said I'm sorry. What do you want? Sackcloth and ashes?
I really ought to be getting back to the stables to take over from Chris. We've got some livery horses to exercise this afternoon.
Let's see. There's some cold chicken, Dad.
Lillian, why don't you come to the stables with me? If you've nothing else you'd rather be doing.
Actually, that's rather a good idea. I can say I'm persona non grata here. At least until Jennifer gets back. I'll get my jacket.
Good. See you both later, then. I hope it all goes a bit better for you this afternoon.
Yeah, so do I. Bye, Sheila.
Bye.
Oh, Dad, for heaven's sake, why can't you be just a little bit more tolerant?
Well, when's the dratted woman going to go? She's been here a week.
Yeah, she booked out of Grey Gables completely, Mum said, so who knows how long she'll stay.
She fills the house with cigarette smoke. She's working her way steadily through my drinks cabinet. She's got your mother dancing attendance on her every 2 minutes.
Oh, that's what all this is about, is it?
What?
Your nose has been put out of joint because Mum's time has been taken up with Auntie Lillian.
Rubbish.
And she's not dancing attendance on you for a change.
What arrant nonsense.
You're easier to read than you think. You want tomato in the sandwich?
Oh, whatever you've got. In fact, now I think about it, that's probably why your mother isn't here making lunch. Especially now when she knows how busy we are.
What? There you go.
Oh, thanks.
How do you mean?
She's obviously prolonging her shopping trip to get a bit of respite from Lillian.
At the supermarket with a 3-year-old. Are you all being silly?
Well, you know what it's like. You go back home to Borchester and Steimer at the end of every day.
Well, perhaps this will cheer you up a bit.
What?
I got a bit of good news this morning.
Huh? You found some more contracting work?
No. No, it's about the House of Hills lamb.
Oh, yes.
I told you we were going to look into researching some recipes and to use the less popular cut.
What about it?
Well, I got confirmation that the MLC will pay for a chef's consultancy fee. So now I can go and discuss the plan with Jean-Paul.
Well, is that all?
I thought you'd be pleased.
Well, it's all very well. And Hassett Hill's lamp's hardly going to save us when the estate contract expires next year, is it?
Yes. Good boy. Oh, you're a fine-looking chap, aren't you? Hmm? Here, here you are. Good boy.
Sorry about that, Lillian.
Oh, not at all.
I had to take Janet's call. It was about the Save Our School campaign. We've been protesting against the proposed merger of two primary schools.
Yes, Jenny told me about it. Was it good news?
Well, the Education Committee will be meeting next week to discuss the decision at last. And after that, it will be good news, I hope. We'll see. Anyway, I'm sorry to leave you on your own.
Oh, don't worry. This Bay and I were just getting acquainted, weren't we, boy?
Mm. He's lovely, isn't he? Mm. He belongs to a website designer in Penny, has he? Don't you?
Oh, is he one of the delivery horses you said you were exercising this afternoon?
Yes. Would you like to take him out?
Well, I'm not really kitted out, am I?
Oh, I could easily find you a hard hat and some boots.
No, I don't think so.
It didn't occur to me over at Home Farm. Otherwise, I'd have suggested you brought your riding gear with you.
Well, another time, perhaps.
Yeah, whenever you like. I can always put an extra pair of hands to use.
I've really enjoyed being here. It feels so good to be amongst the horses again. They're so uncomplicated.
That's certainly true. It's a simple bond you create between yourself and an animal.
You don't have to try and read between the lines all the time. Once they love you, that's it. You have their undying affection for all time. And they never let you down. Do they?
How's it going?
Yeah, okay.
But you were just coming out of the kitchen.
Yeah, well, I realised when I got up to the field I'd left my mobile on the worktop. I just called in for it.
Oh, I see.
So, fingers crossed, we should pick up on the time we lost this morning.
Well, don't tempt fate.
Okay, I'm off. I'll see you back up there.
Fine. Well, I've got a couple of calls to make, then I'll be up myself to take over.
Yeah. Oh, sick. What now?
And keep behind those students. Make sure they know exactly what they're supposed to be doing.
Right, okay. Hello?
Oh, hi, Debbie. It's Roy.
Hi, Roy.
Sorry to ring you on your mobile, but I tried the house and it was just the answering machine.
Yeah, well, what can I do for you?
You haven't by any chance seen Scott, have you?
Scott? Why should I?
No, I just wondered. Brenda rang a few minutes ago. They're supposed to be meeting up in Borchester an hour ago. Look at some flats. You haven't turned up?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Roy. I can't help you there. Look, I'm sorry to be so abrupt, but I'm really going to have to get on. Was there anything else?
Yeah. The reason I rang, I was just going to set off to come and pick Phoebe up, but there's obviously no one in.
No, Mum's gone shopping.
Do you know if she's planning to drop Phoebe off on her way back, or should I drive over and pick her up later on?
Pass.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's just that if Jennifer wanted me to pick her up, I was going to take her to the swings.
Yeah, Roy, I haven't a clue what Mum's doing. I haven't seen her since first thing this morning. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I'll wait in on the off chance. No problem.
Sorry.
Thanks anyway.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
I didn't have enough to think about.
Debbie, hi.
Scott.
How are you?
How am I? Sorry, is this a social visit?
Well, you're looking well.
What do you want, Scott?
Well, okay, since you want to cut right to the chase, I've come to see Lillian.
You've what?
I've come to see Lillian.
You have to be joking.
But I know how this must look to you, Murphy, but...
You are unbelievable. Do you know that?
Look,
I mean, you sponge off my aunt. You get her to feed and clothe you, buy you expensive presents.
No, just
and then
a
as
second.
Soon as her back's turned, you run around with a girl half your age.
I think you'll find she's a little older than half.
Shut up! And then you insult her and shame her in
what
public.
What's going on?
You break her heart and you have the outrageous barefaced cheek to come here and ask to see her. I mean, are you mad?
What on earth is going on? I just came here in all good faith to have a word in private.
I mean, what planet are you from exactly?
You better
Scott.
Leave Scott now. Please.
Go on, clear off.
All right, I'll see to this, Debbie. Come on, let's not have any unpleasantness. Okay, I'm going. It's not a big deal.
I just can't believe him.
I wonder what's gone wrong.
I don't know.
Well, something has, that's for sure.
Oh, maybe he's just beginning to realise that being with a rich woman in the sun is infinitely preferable to living with a poor one in Borchester.
Very possibly. Well, you told him, Debbie.
Well, the man has no subtlety. He's such a creep.
This business with Lillian.
How she could get involved with him, you know, not see through him.
I know. And I just get the feeling that we're in for a very long haul.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.